From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanction an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. In a statement carried by the North Korean state news agency KCNA, the ministry spokesman says Pyongyang categorically rejects the resolution, which it says is the result of U.S. terror at the success of its nuclear and missile programs. The U.N. Security Council unanimously agreed Friday to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged the assertion, saying that if the U.S. wishes to live safely, it must abandon its hostile policy and learn to coexist with the country that has nuclear weapons. It also said that the countries that supported the sanctions resolution would be held completely responsible for all consequences and that Pyongyang would make sure forever and ever that they pay a heavy price. FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is the focus of criticism over the past year from U.S. President Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress, and now he plans to retire in 2018, according to the Washington Post. The 49-year-old is the number two official in the FBI and has been acting director after Mr. Trump fired the former director, James Comey, in May. According to the Post, McCabe plans to retire once he becomes eligible for a full pension in March. Shortly after the newspaper report was published, Mr. Trump retweeted his earlier contention that McCabe's wife, Jill, who ran unsuccessfully for the Virginia Senate in 2015, had been given nearly $700,000 by allies of Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move would only cause more bloodshed. The angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement it will provide Ukraine with weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis responds to Russian comments about the weapons deal being provocative.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
The angry response from Moscow comes a day after the U.S. announced it will provide the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against the backed separatists. Earlier this month, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine was the single most important obstacle to warmer ties between the two countries. Venezuela's leftist government has begun releasing some political prisoners. In a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition, President Nicolas Maduro's government decided to release at least 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. The prisoners are being released one at a time, and it's expected the entire process of releasing them would take several hours. The United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned the move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper effort for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Both ambassadors were at Kosovo's parliament building Friday. They and other Western ambassadors met Saturday behind closed doors with the prime minister to discuss the issue after lawmakers moved to present a petition by former fighters of the Kosovo Liberation Army, which seeks to amend the 2015 law that governs the court. Two recent incidents have bolstered the Trump administration's stance against the United States' family-based immigration system, which the president says threatens national security. Tyler Holton, acting press secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, said in a statement that his agency could confirm the suspect involved in a terror attack in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and another suspect arrested on terror-related money laundering charges were both beneficiaries of extended family chain migration. He said both incidents highlight the Trump administration's concerns with extended family chain migration, and on Friday, a gunman in Harrisonburg, who was an immigrant from Egypt, fired at police and state troopers in several locations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.